Good morning and welcome back to AI Daily. I'm Sarah, and if it's Thursday, it means we're opening up the digital toolbox to talk about practical AI apps and, you know, the latest trends you can use today.
Hey there, everyone. I'm Alex, and I have to agree with Sarah. I love Thursdays because this is where the theoretical becomes real.
Right.
We're not just talking about what AI is, but what it can do for you right now.
Exactly. And there are so many tools out there, it can feel overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So, Alex, if someone is a complete beginner, where is the absolute best place to start?
Great question. I always recommend starting with what I call the big three.
Okay.
Because they're powerful, free, and incredibly user-friendly. Hmm. That's OpenAI's ChatGPT, Anthropic's Claude, and Google's Gemini.
Okay, the big three. Hmm. But for a new user, they might all seem like the same thing. Just a box you type questions into.
Yeah, totally.
Let's break that down. How would you guide someone on which one to use for what?
That's the perfect way to frame it. Think of them as different specialists. So ChatGPT is the brilliant all-around Swiss Army knife. Mm-hmm. It's great for brainstorming, coding help, general creativity.
Right.
Claude, I find, is a true wordsmith.
Right.
If I need to summarize a long article or draft a really, really well-written email, I often turn to it first.
I've noticed that too. It has a certain, I don't know, elegance to its writing.
Yeah.
So what's Gemini's specialty?
Okay, so Gemini's superpower is its deep integration with Google.
Ah.
It can pull in real-time information from search, maps, your workspace. So if you're planning a trip or need to research a current event, Gemini has a distinct advantage. Mm-hmm. It's like your personal research assistant.
That makes so much sense. So it's not about which one is best,
right,
but which one is the right tool for the job. Now, you know what trend I've been noticing, Alex? It's that I'm using standalone AI apps less and less.
And that is the single biggest trend for our listeners to watch.
Yeah.
AI is moving from being a destination to being a feature. It's being woven directly into the tools we already know and love.
You're so right. I was working in Canva the other day, just creating a social media post for our show.
Oh, yeah?
It instantly gave me 10 incredible starting points. It felt like I had a graphic designer sitting right next to me.
And that's a perfect example of AI as a collaborator. It's not replacing your creativity.
Mm-hmm.
It's breaking through that initial blank page problem and just giving you a launchpad.
And the same thing is happening in so many other apps. Zoom now has AI that can provide a complete summary of a meeting you missed.
Oh, that feature is a lifesaver.
It is.
It is.
Instead of scrubbing through an hour-long recording, I can read a two-minute summary with action items.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a huge time saver.
Yeah.
But let's shift gears from work to fun. How is this trend showing up in our entertainment?
My favorite example here is Spotify's AI DJ. This is so much more than a playlist. It's an AI host that has this surprisingly realistic voice.
Wow.
It introduces tracks and it tells you why it chose the next song for you. It might say, all right, next up is a track you had on repeat last summer. And it just creates this incredibly personal and engaging experience.
And that really highlights another key trend, right? Personalization. The AI is learning our individual tastes on such a deep level.
Totally.
To serve up content that truly resonates. The same engine is powering like YouTube recommendations and the Netflix homepage.
Exactly. So for our listeners, the best advice is to first get comfortable with one of the big three for general tasks.
Right.
And second, start looking for that little sparkle icon or AI button in the apps you already use every day. You'll be surprised how much power is already at your fingertips.
And don't be afraid to experiment. The wonderful thing about these tools is you can't break them.
Yes.
The more you play, the more you understand how to talk to them to get the results you want.
Yes.
It's a skill, and you only build it by doing it.
You've nailed it. This isn't about becoming a tech expert.
No.
It's about becoming curious and finding ways to make your work more creative and your life a little easier.
That's a perfect note to end on. And it leads perfectly into our question for the week.
Let's hear it.
Now, here's a question we'd like you to think about. If you could use an AI assistant to completely take over one repetitive or tedious task in your personal or professional life, what would it be? And what would you do with the time you get back?
That's a great one. It really makes you think about the true value of all this technology.
Thanks for tuning in to AI Daily. Tomorrow, we're diving into how AI is transforming specific industries, from healthcare to finance. We'll see you then.